Good evening, anglers.
Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 5th of April. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear and then show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river levels and flows with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council, and Genesis Energy. Our fresh water reporters check in, and we'll finish with the fly fishing tip of the week, as always. Some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next new moon is today. A new moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 0 degrees. At this time, the moon does not appear to be illuminated. What does it mean? Well, a couple of days either side of the new moon will offer the best fishing for freshwater anglers. Enjoy your fishing this weekend. The next full moon is on the 19th of this month. A full moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 180 degrees. At this time, 100% of the moon's visible surface is illuminated. Remember that around the time of the full moon, fish are sluggish and less likely to strike at your choice of fly. You still go fishing, of course you do. You just put in more time and effort. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite, full moon, fisherman's folly. Now, we've mentioned this for the last 2 or 3 weeks, but it's important. Fish and Game has been informed that the Arapuni Dam staff will be shutting down the Arapuni powerhouse on April the 11th. Anglers should avoid the Arapuni spillway as it will be taking the full flow of the river during the shutdown. You need to be cautious during the shutdown and expect rapidly changing and potentially dangerous conditions in and around the Arapuni spillway. Be careful. Sport Fly Fishing New Zealand will be holding the National Lake Championships this weekend. The top 20 anglers who qualified during the regional championships throughout the year will fish two different lakes this weekend. Saturday they'll fish Lake Anifenua, and on Sunday Lake Kuratau, and the anglers will fish 4 3-hour sessions in total. Good luck to all those anglers. The Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show is on the internet. Just go to the website planetaudio.org.nz/hookedonflyfishing. You can listen to the show at a time that suits you. There are also archived interviews with fishing experts. planetaudio.org.nz/hookedonflyfishing. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact Hooked on Fly Fishing by emailing me, Colin, on col.pamatextra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Right, let's look at some weather with Met Service. For those who want to get out on the harbour for a bit of saltwater fly fishing, the Auckland Marine Forecast. The situation. A front becomes stationary around central New Zealand today as a ridge of high pressure builds over the South Island and remains in place until Monday. A trough affects the North Island from later today before clearing on Tuesday. Another front moves on to the lower South Island on Tuesday. The forecast for the Manukau Harbour, Saturday. Variable 5 knots. Southeast 10 knots developing in the morning. Sea slight, cloudy periods and poor visibility and showers from afternoon. Waitemata Harbour, Saturday. Southeast 10 knots developing in the morning, easing to variable 5 knots in the afternoon. Sea slight, poor visibility in a few showers. For the Hauraki Gulf in the area from Bream Head to Cape Colville, Saturday, southeast 10 knots, sea slight, poor visibility in showers. Now the marine forecast outlook, Sunday, turning southwest 10 knots in the morning, mostly cloudy with showers. Monday, southwest rising to 15 knots, showers clearing later. Met Service Waikato, Saturday, mostly cloudy. A few afternoon and evening showers, southeasterlies. Sunday in the Waikato region, mostly cloudy with a few showers, southeasterlies. If you're fishing in the Rotorua region, Saturday, cloudy periods. A few afternoon and evening showers, southeasterlies. Sunday in Rotorua, mostly cloudy and a few showers, southeasterlies. Taupo region, Saturday, cloudy periods, a few afternoon and evening showers, southeasterlies. Sunday in Taupo, cloud increasing and a few showers developing in the afternoon, southeasterlies. Now if you're in, up and over the hill into Taumarunui, Saturday forecast, cloudy periods, a few afternoon and evening showers, southeasterlies. Sunday in the Taumarunui region, cloud increasing and a few showers developing in the afternoon, southeasterlies. Now for our South Island listeners, the Canterbury Plains region, Saturday, cloudy with showers, clearing in the afternoon south of Darfield and a few fine spells developing there. Southeasterlies strong about the coast in the north. Sunday on the Canterbury Plains, cloudy with occasional rain north of Darfield, but mainly fine with areas of early frosts further south. Easterlies. Thank you to Met Service for those reports. We do appreciate that. Let's look at some river levels. If you're fishing the Puniu River, 23 kilometres south of Tuamutu, it's currently 7.7 metres and dropping. It's flowing at 3.1 cubic metres per second. That's down on last week. The Mangatutu River is at 0.95 of a metre and it's flowing at 0.77 of a cumic. It's low and slow. The Ohinamuri River, measured at Karangahake between Pairoa and Waihi, is currently at 11.79 metres and falling. It's flowing at 2.1 cubic metres per second. It's low and hot. Tauranga Taupo River, the southern end of Lake Taupo, is at 0.19 of a metre. Again, it's low and slow. The Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, it's 75.5 metres, it's falling. It's flowing at 2.4 cumecs. It's low and slow for this river. The Nongataha River at State Highway 5 is currently at 1.48 cubic metres per second and the level is 0.68 of a metre. It's in good condition. The Whakapapa River is currently at 8 cumecs. It's down from a high of 85 cubic metres per second this week. The Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is at 17.6 cubic metres per second, down from a high of 110. And the Tongariro, measured at Turangi, is currently 20.9 cumecs, in good order, down from a high of 80. As you can see, all these rivers have had a bit of a fresh. Now, these rivers are expected to drop and clear this weekend. Enjoy the fishing and remember that to be careful when wading is essential. Thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy for the information. Excellent real-time monitored websites. Thank you. Okay, what we're going to do now is have a very quick break and then the first of our fishing reports.
Tomorrow brings in a world All I know is the way I feel. When it's real, I keep it alive. The road is long. There are mountains in our way, but we climb a stair every day. The lift is up where we belong, where the eagles cry on the mountain high. The lift is up where we belong, up from the world below, up where the clear winds blow. Their lives looking behind.
All we have is here and now. All our lives are there to fly.
The road is long.
Centre Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Hooked on Fly Fishing proudly supported by Rod and Reel Tackle Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Don't you worry about that. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident, and he's an even longer time Rotorua angler. I can tell you he's an expert angler. He knows the rivers and lakes of the area particularly well. And it's exactly why we want to talk to him on a regular basis. Good evening, Bert.
Hey, Connell.
Are you well?
Yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad. Good. Now, looking at your weather, cloudy periods, a few afternoon and evening showers tomorrow, more rain, a few showers Sunday. It's all good, is it?
Well, about an hour ago, the temperature plummeted several, probably double-digit degrees. So it's become very, very cold. It's almost like it's snowing somewhere down south of here. That's how cold it is. It's got that snowy feel to it, which is interesting. Earlier in the week, we had two lots of rain. The one on Tuesday morning was particularly good, and a huge run of browns went up the Nongataha stream, which is a little unusual for this time of year, but they did, and quite a few rainbows. The lake temperatures are starting to drop now. Not so much a degree a week, but that will probably happen shortly. But, points of a degree every day, and it's starting to catch up now with the winter expected winter temperatures.
Okay, very good. Now, Brown's up to Nongataha, you say?
Yeah, there was a run up there. Fishing Game reported it in through on Twitter, which was interesting. And it's an anomaly based on the information that I have, but when you think about it, there are two runs of browns coming up, and what's happening is that those fish will have spawned, and there will be some fish that will obviously spawn a little bit later and some a little bit earlier, so the gap will actually be coming closer together, and eventually we'll be back to the point where we have browns just about all year round.
Oh, gosh, that's interesting. Well, good news for anglers.
Well, it is. I mean, that's happened on the Tongariro over the years as well, and you get summer runs of fish in December, and they're coming up spawning.
Yes, correct. Yes,
you know, and they've filled in the gaps, and every time you have a major flood on the Tongariro, I mean, we're talking a major flood, you end up wiping out fish in that period of time, about 6 weeks either side, and of course then it takes a while for that hole to fill up, and 3 years later there's a major gap in the fish coming up at that time of the year.
Okay.
So it takes several years after that to fill that gap back in again.
Okay, it's all just the natural cycle of things, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, Fishing Game did rip a whole lot of the browns out for many years, and literally thousands of them, and at the time I started doing it, there was 2% brown population in the in Lake Rotorua, and when I left, finally it was up around 25%, and probably a little bit higher than that. So it certainly, left to their own devices, they will survive. But in some cases, they do need help for various other reasons as well.
Okay, all right, very good. Now, many anglers around, or most of them gone now?
Pretty much all gone, but we're still getting the diehards coming in over the weekends, and when we had that bit of rain, there was a fair number sort of appeared out of nowhere, and they threw a sickie, I think, some of them, and headed up the Mangatahara and did quite well, so... It was carrying a bit of colour, and then it rained again, and so it coloured up even more. But the further up you went, the better it was, so not so bad. Just a matter of looking at the conditions and fishing to the conditions.
Yeah, well, I remember the Ngongatahara. We've been talking about it, needing rain, then the rain was coming, and people do listen to you, Bert, and yes, people do take Mondays and Tuesdays off when you say it's going to be good on Monday, Tuesday. They do head down here from Auckland.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard, it's just been here once to can have my phone number and probably got it, and I haven't had anybody ring me up and say, oh, you couldn't lie straight in bed sort of thing, but a few ring up and say, yeah, I had a great time with it, so that's always good to hear.
Well, it is, yeah. I know people do ring you. They ring me to get your number and stuff like that. So, yeah, yep. No, it's all good. So, well done. Okay, what have you heard about the lakes? They're starting to cool.
Yeah, they're definitely starting to cool. They're still up around the 20-degree mark, though, but Rotowiti has... While it's still 20 degrees or so on the surface, it's the colder water has now come up further. So instead of being at the 20-metre mark, the fish are now up around the 15 to 16-metre mark. So they're cooling from the bottom up quicker than they are from the top down.
Okay. Yeah. What's it done to the fishing?
Well, if you know where they are, you can pick them up on the boats, with a fish finder and colder water. But... there will be, April is generally the start of some fish coming in at least, so it's always worthwhile to shoot out to something like Ruoto Bay and places like that to have a look around. If you get a fair chunk of rain, which we're expecting in the next couple of days, you may, and it's out at Rotowiti, you may actually get some water coming through the pipe, which may bring some fish into there as well. So okay. It's just a matter of hunting around now, and you'll get blank nights, you'll get one or two nights, and you might get several fish a night. You know, it's a bit hit and miss at the moment, but it will all come together shortly.
Okay. Now, Lake Enewhenua, there's a fishing competition on there on Saturday. From drifting boats. It's a lake fishing competition. They tried to use that venue about 5 to 6 weeks ago, and they drained pretty much Lake Enewhenua to do some work on the dam or something, apparently.
Yeah, there was a whole lot of work being done. Weed control was one of them.
Oh, okay.
It happens every now and again. They do put it in the papers, but... I must admit they've not been quite as proactive as they perhaps could be.
Okay.
You do need to check with the power companies if you're running a competition just to see, hey, this is what we've got planned. Even though if it's a hydro lake in particular, you do need to look at that and say, well, what's going to happen if they do decide to do something, and we need to know. And the power companies quite often will work around you anyway.
Yeah. The last time I fished there, you go to Graham and Joan Ryder's old place, walk down the embankment and turn left to go up towards the poplar trees. The last time I was there, you could just about walk across. It was that low. There were little muddy islands starting to appear with reeds on them.
Mm-hmm. I know they had to do some work on part of the power station as well, and they were doing it at the same time. So, yeah, you know, that because they're a hydro lake, and because they're so, that one in particular is quite shallow, they do silt up, and you do get an influx of weed growing on top of the silt that gets laid down, and it traps silt and builds up again, so you end up with some quite shallow areas as well.
Right.
And a good flushing often helps to get rid of that stuff out. But of course, what that does is drops down to the next dam, which is the Matahina, which is a bit deeper, quite a bit deeper lake, but it still has a problem with silting as well. The hydro lakes are the same. They tend to silt up every now and again, and I know they had a blast out at the Karapira one many years ago when I was in Hamilton, and that was quite impressive. Mm-hmm. They opened up the 1 in 500 year gates, which is a dirty great pipe on the true right bank, I think it is. And man, the water coming out of there was pretty horrendous. Huge volume, but in filthy is.
Yeah, just trying to clear it all out, eh?
Yeah, just making sure that if they did need it, it did work.
Yeah, because they've got to operate within quite strict levels, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Highs
they
and lows, and they've got to spill water sometimes and hold it back other times. And yeah, so yeah.
Yep. And then, of course, you get a big rain event further up the river, and they've got to work all the dams together to moderate the flow coming down. Otherwise, you end up with something like Waipapa getting too much water, and if it overflows, it comes over the top of the dam. It's an earth dam, basically, and it'll just scour it out and blow it out. And then, of course, all that water surges down into Arapuni, and that could cause major problems. I know Maraetai has just been, some of their turbines have been ripped out and replaced and modified, and so they reckon they're good for another 100 years.
Oh, good. That's excellent. Yeah. But no, it's a fascinating river system and hydro system. It's pretty cool. Okay, now, what was I reading about the Kaituna? They're going to stop. It's going to stop some rafting, is that right?
Oh, the harbour master has decided that, in his infinite wisdom, that there's been too many deaths on that river for canoeing. And there are actually three gorges on it, and there was talk a while ago of a power company putting a power station in there and putting a lake in down there, which caused quite a few ructions, but it's caused quite a few ructions with the sky coming out. But I think there's been three deaths in recent years, at least two that I know of.
Yeah.
And that's been, and he said, well, you know, two's too many, but intermediate canoeists and above can negotiate them quite well. But the two that did die on the river down there, unfortunately, were both very, very competent canoeists. One was actually won world championships, unfortunately, and didn't make it through the gorge, got stuck under a log.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anything to do with water, there is a possibility of dying.
Yes.
Or getting yourself into trouble. And one of the things that I found the other day was that GNET were running a survey on early warning systems for earthquakes. And it said, what were you doing at 8:30 last Saturday night? And well, I happened to actually be about sort of waist-deep in water. And I'm thinking about, well, if I'm standing waist-deep in water, there's a significant earthquake, what am I going to do? Because I've seen what happens to swimming pools when you get a decent earthquake. I saw what happened to the display pond up at the hatchery in a major earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually picked the fish up off the side of the bank after the water had receded because it was slopped out of there so badly it pushed fish out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're standing in the water, you could actually be in a spot of bother because there is, and a lot of people don't realise, that there is a chance of a freshwater tsunami.
Okay, yes.
You know, you get them out at sea and it's the displacement of water and you get that shockwave come through. It could easily do that. And if it was big enough and close enough, we could have that problem with, you know, parts of Nongadaha and some of the east side possibly being wiped out by the sloshing motion, because it doesn't just go one way, it goes both ways. It swaps back and forwards like when you're trying to carry a cup of coffee across the lounge when you've got white carpet. And you know, you start getting that slopping motion and it sort of builds on itself.
So maybe we should, when we're out waiting like that, have one of those inflatable collar life vest things on. Would that be a help?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. If you've got neoprenes on, you've probably got a better chance. But liquefaction, of course, is another one. And because the bottom of the lake being mostly silt, especially in the shallow areas, that could just turn to a liquid.
Yeah, you just go straight down.
You just go down far enough till you start floating.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you can't do much after that.
Yeah, oh, gosh.
You know, you could try and backpedal yourself into the shore, but, you know, they're talking 30-second notification up to a minute and a half. Not a heck of a lot when you know it's coming. You can, you know, you feel it. She's you give me a real difficult time. But it'd be interesting anyway, if nothing else.
I'll stay at home, I think. Just tell me when it's going to happen and I'll stay at home. Okay, Stream Mouse, how are they going in the evenings?
Yeah, slowed right up, but Nongatahaa, of course, had that big run of fish. Utahina also had fish up it, and Wairatī did as well. But Wairatī has been slow. They are browns hanging around outside the mouths, but in very low numbers. The Saturday night I was out there, I pricked three but didn't hook up. They were definitely browns. I was actually in deeper water casting back to the shallows and felt the pull, and she was, and then they were gone. So
okay.
they are still around, but not in big numbers like they were over the summer, that's for sure.
Okay, remember you've got the place basically to yourself for another week and then school holidays start again.
Yeah, well, yeah. The water temperature is dropping quite a bit, and when I was out there on Saturday night, there was a young guy out there, probably early to mid-teens, no waders, walked out from the Wairatī and was standing. He was out a bit further than me, probably sort of almost just chest-deep, fly fishing away, having a ball, didn't get anything either, but he was out there for a good 2 hours, I think.
Yeah. See, his thermometer's not working properly, Bert. That's
they never do when they're kids. I remember being 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Now I'm 6 foot one and shot full of holes.
Yeah, but at least your thermometer works now and you've got proper clothing on there.
Well, yeah, thermometer actually is something I could have done without some nights because you don't really want to feel the cold.
Very good. Thank you, Bert. Lovely to catch up. Now, your contact details, please.
Yeah, I'm on 027-289-6079. Just give us a text or a call and I'll update you on what's happening around the area.
Well, there's the offer, anglers. Bert Robinson, Rotorua Fly Fishing, 027-289-6079. Give him a call or a text. Thank you, Bert. Talk to you next week.
Good, I'll be around somewhere.
Thank you, Bert.
Thank you. Yep.
See ya. Mr. Bert Robinson, Rotorua, 027-289-6079. There you go. Okay. Quick break, and we'll see if we can find out about what's happening in the Taupo Turangi fishery.
Don't you crack and sit there. Don't you crack and sit there. Don't you crack a baby. Don't you crack and sit there. Don't you crack a duck. Don't you crack and sit there. Breath and out of time, with feet hitting the grind. You spend your weekend in a line, just freaking grind. Come on and take a little ride. We'll reach for the sky. Goodbye with breezy style. So don't you know Bobby, you're breezing. Don't you know Ronnie, you're breezing. Don't you know Molly, you're breezing. And you know St. Polly, you're breezing. Don't you know Willie, you're breezing. And your mama, the chili, you're breathing. Don't you know Georgie's a breezing.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Stella Gordon is a long-time resident of the Taupo Turangi area, and Stella is an expert on fishing the rivers and lakes of the Central Plateau. Good evening, Stella.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. You well?
We're great, thank you.
Okay. Now, what's happened to your rivers? I was looking at Whakapapa, Tongariro, Whanganui, all came down from big highs, big numbers of cumex going through. They've settled down now. Was there a big release?
We had a huge amount of rain in the early part of the week, so we had 24 hours where we got just on 40 mils, which is a reasonable amount of rain to get in 24 hours, and it was a slam dunk, really. We had horrendous wind, we had absolutely torrential rain, a little bit of thunder, and even a few hailstones in amongst all that as well. So, but that moves through very rapidly, and naturally the lake levels for us here, luckily, were so low, which allowed that water to ease through very rapidly and clear. With the fact that it was the first rain for 3 or 4 weeks now, or 2 or 3 weeks, I should say, naturally there was quite a bit of runoff from which Sadie put was very, very dirty. So all the rivers were extremely dirty, had extra volume, but cleared pretty rapidly in 48 hours.
Yeah, the levels are looking very good at the moment. Tongariro, I think, is 20 cumics. Must be looking pretty good. And fishing,
it's looking fantastic. I've just come across the bridge now, just coming into Turangi, because we've got some friends in town. And honestly, the number of anglers that are below the bridge, surprising. But I do know that not having fished the river this week because we've had a funeral, but in reality there's been some very nice fish caught, certainly a few brownies, which is really good, and right throughout the river. So people have certainly had some good fishing if they've been on the water, and likewise with the TT as well in the Hanimaia. Not a great number of people about, but certainly those that are enjoying some good fishing.
Okay, I looked at your TT today and it's down to 0.1.
I know, it's almost pathetic, isn't it? It's really, I looked 2 days ago and just couldn't believe the fact was that we'd had so much rain, it came up to 1.5 and it dropped away so rapidly, but our lake is so desperately low that anything goes in, goes straight out within a matter of a nanosecond. So not holding much water, unfortunately, although it has punched out through the river mouth. We've had quite a little reef for a period of time, which has meant that the rip has been running along the beach, what water it has been flowing out of the TT, but certainly it's now punched off the edge again out to the lake, which is a very positive sign for those that are wading. And, you know, this week, the last couple of days, have been some very nice fish that have been taken at night. We've had a little bit of wave motion, which has been a bit of a nuisance, but and from all quarters, northerly, southwesterly, southerly, which doesn't affect us too dramatically. But no, there have been some nice fish caught, a lovely brown early part of the week. So no, it's a good sign.
Okay, very good. What flies are you using at night time, Stella?
I'm still using my Lumos, and just my Lumo Dollfly green-backed or purple-backed or psychedelic-backed. Also been using just olive woolly buggers with a wrap of Aurora skirt. So, and not a lot of fish around the smaller mouths. I've been fishing whitey talker most nights. Quite a ugly swell last night, which really grabbed your line. So I should have probably taken my intermediate and it would have been perfect. But there's a few fish moving, which is really good, and some very nice fish. And likewise, I think when I spoke last week, the lake itself had been very, very hard. But over the weekend, we had some very nice fish. Fishing was not easy by any means of imagination, but certainly the eastern lake shore fished a little better than the western lake shore, with quite a few very nice fish taken not far from where we live, Waitotoko, the little stretch from the school where you've got your big hole towards the poplars at Mission Bay and along there. So just doing a little bit of a zigzag, and mostly around about 100 feet, 60 to 100 feet.
Okay, very good. Now, schools are in next week and then they break up. Are you expecting an influx of people school holidays?
Well, the weather has been so nice. So those that have and are fortunate enough to have houses which are in and around us will naturally be here. And everyone that I've spoken to, and not only those that have children, are going to be around for Easter, as you can well imagine, because this year you've got school holidays which join into Easter and Anzac. And there are a lot of people that are taking those extra few days. So I actually think there's going to be a very busy end of April, and I think that cold's coming. I know that there's a little bit, I had a little text from a friend who's down at Cadrona who said it's going to snow in the next couple of days. There's a real southerly that's come into Wellington tonight with some horrendous winds and lots of rain and very icy, 13 degrees. So, you know, we're quite fortunate at the moment that that's being held out. But you know, that won't be for long, I'm sure, once that it turns to the south and it is cold, those fish will move and people will be around. I mean, even if it is cold, it doesn't matter. It's just that the weather has been consistent. So even if you have a cold evening, you know, even a frost, but you get a beautiful day. So the weather is very settled, fingers crossed.
Okay, that's good. You've got a showery weekend coming up. It's not too bad. A bit of southeasterlies, evening showers, Sunday showers developing in the afternoon. Cooling down at night, it's down to 6 degrees, so it is, things are just happening, aren't they?
Well, we've probably dropped 10 degrees through the day over the last week, which is to be expected this time of year. We're still swimming. The lake is still gorgeous. It's certainly a little cooler, the air temperature, but, you know, I mean, it is amazing. You know, say, you say that there'll be rain over the weekend. I think there possibly will be. That may hug the Kaimanawas and run up where we might be quite clear.
Yes.
There's often a little bit of cloud that tends to build up night time, and the rain runs through the Kaimanawas but not out on the flats. So we might get a sprinkle, but yes. I think generally it's looking pretty good. So if, especially wind-wise, the lake's going to be great this weekend. The rivers are looking in good condition, apart from the smaller streams. Waitaka, Waimarino are certainly very low and very clear. And the TT is quite clear too, but still there'll be pockets of fish, and they're certainly beginning to sort of pop in. Not huge numbers, but, you know, ones and twos.
Okay, well, there you go, anglers. The lake's going well. The rivers are dropping and clearing.
I wouldn't say the lake is going well. I'd say that there are pockets of fish on the eastern lake shore. I think, generally speaking, really hard, but if you latch onto them, don't let them run away. In other words, where you find one or two, you'll find five or six.
Okay, they live in little groups there, fair enough.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Stella. We do appreciate it. We'd love to talk to you next week for another update.
Absolutely. Have a great week.
Thanks.
And take care.
Thanks, Stella. Catch you later.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Stella Gordon, Taupo Turangi. Thank you for that, Stella. Right, we'll have a quick break, see if we can talk about South Island fly fishing. Centre Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Don't you love me anymore, says Joe Cocker.
I thought it was.
Yeah. Martin Langlands. That's Martin. You can hear him from the South Island. He's from Darfield, actually. Now, just talking about that, Martin Langlands, based in the South Island of Darfield, has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tire casting instructor and a fishing guide. His aim when fishing with a client is to be innovative, informative, friendly and professional. That's obviously why we want to talk to him. Good evening, Martin.
G'day, how are you going? Look, just by the way, Joe Cocker, funny you should say that, he's a keen fly fisherman.
Was he? I didn't know.
Yeah, indeed. I know I've met quite a few American guides, a bit older myself, that have guided him. Yeah, quite a keen fisher, fly fisher.
Oh, good, I like old Joe.
Yeah, so it's always nice when you hear about people like that are fly fishermen. There's actually quite a few people out there like that are in the music industry that you don't really necessarily know they fly fish. I think, another one's Roger Waters from Pink Floyd. He's an avid fly fisherman.
Bob Dylan's done a bit, apparently, too.
Bob Dylan's done a wee bit. Yeah. The list goes on. There's quite a few, even some of the younger bands, like Kings of Leon, I think they're fly fishermen, so quite interesting.
These are the intelligent bands, you see.
Well, I think so, don't you? You know, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about South Island rivers. What have you found out this week?
Yeah, sure. What have I found out this week? So, again, you know, weather's continued to be quite beautiful, really. Quite a Indian summer down here, Colin. You know, so we've still kept going, having pretty hot days, you know, quite a few days into the 20s and 25s. Okay, today was...
Hello? Martin?
You know, some places have just had a bit of rain. I know Southland and through the East Coast we've had quite a bit of rain. So the rivers are starting to get a fresh in them, a good fresh. The big glacial rivers have had quite a lot of water.
Okay.
Some of the smaller foothill catchments have had water. So that's a really good thing. It starts to put it more into that autumnal thing where, you know, water temperatures cool down, some of the algae gets cleaned off, some of the fish that have been hanging away, hiding away under the willows and the like come out and play. So that's a really good thing. Obviously, the West Coast, as I'm sure many of the listeners are aware, last week had some horrendous floods.
Yes.
So, you know, a lot of their freestone rivers and the like will be sort of knocked off for a while. But it's remarkable how those fish recover over there. So, you know, if you're doing West Coast, you might want to be thinking spring creeks and lakes. Certainly, the freestone rivers have been really high and will take a wee while to recover.
Okay.
East Coast, yeah, pretty well all go, really. Well, yeah, everything's all go. The trout fishing's really good in the small streams, in the larger rivers, in the lakes. Yeah, pretty good down here. Some big mayfly hatches.
Is that still going there?
Yeah, okay. It is still going, yep. I was out with a really good friend and client of mine, John Roberts, this week from Australia, and on Tuesday, yeah, we encountered an amazing mayfly hatch, particularly spinnerfalls at this time of year, and that is when the mayflies have their wings out flat on the water.
Okay.
And the trout were going nuts on them, and, yeah, we actually found that quite perplexing. So, you know, it's interesting, you know, when people listen to me, don't think I've got all the answers, because there we were out there for a few hours banging away on fish that we could not get to take.
Okay. Now, repeat business. I've been watching you on your Facebook page and all that.
Yes.
You've been fishing with some of these people for 20 more
years.
Yeah, I
have. It's amazing. No, so look, it really is amazing. Yeah, a lot of people I've been fishing with, yeah, for an easy 20 years. And, you know, it's a phenomenal thing. Your relationship just grows. You become friends. You know, to talk well with each other. And the really good thing about it is you can put up with the ups and downs. I mean, fly fishing and fly fishing guiding has a lot of ups and downs. I think a lot of people project it as just this all, yeah, it's just all this great, you know, easy money, boom, boom, boom. But, you know, you have your ups and downs. You know, you have to deal with weather. You have to deal with a lot of various conditions.
Yes.
And, you know, you have good days and bad days. And when you have repeat clients, you know, that's quite good because, you know, the highs and lows tend to get evened out and, you know, you get to know each other and you can take more risks. And, yeah, it's really good. And, you know, often you just see some of these anglers that came to you as pretty raw beginners become really excellent anglers, so it's remarkably fulfilling to see.
I think
and
it's a sign.
You know, I had one such result this week with, again, you know, John Roberts, who's from New South Wales, Australia. Yeah, you know, we've fished since 1998. We've done lots of stuff. We've done all sorts of stuff. We've had multiple really beautiful big double-digit browns through those years. But just this week, we got our first ever double-digit rainbow, a 10.5-pound rainbow.
Good fish.
So we cut new ground. It was just the most illustrious fish. It was, yeah, John caught it on flies. He had tied himself.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, so, you know, cutting some new ground, which is really amazing.
I think repeat business means a successful business.
Yeah, thank you. I think it does too. It's been a really big part of what I do. I tend to, you know, and I think I'm not alone. There's a lot of really good guides. I think every guide, hey, you know, has a different flavour, and, you know, some flavours match some people better than others. You know, I'm quite, you can probably hear by even talking to me, I'm quite intense about it all. but, you know, I also have a bit of a laugh out there as well.
Yep. Now, thank you for that, Martin. Now, we've just got 29 seconds. Can you give us your contact details, please?
Yeah, sure. Martin Langlands. You can put Langlands into Facebook, LANGLANDS, and that'll take you to my Facebook pages, or www.troutlands. But, yeah, look, a cold weekend coming up, but really good for trout. Salmon are running. Yeah, great time to get out there. The lakes are just fading off, but still fishing quite well. So all go on the South Island.
Excellent. Thank you, Martin. We'll
my
give
pleasure.
You more time next week if we can, all right?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. See you.
Bye. Martin Langlands. Have a look at troutlands.com or Martin Langlands on Facebook. Excellent photography and fishing stories. Okay, we've just got time for the fly fishing tip of the week. The fly fishing tip of the week. The best way to set a hook is with a sideways motion. Sweep your rod sideways until you feel the line tighten. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, we'll be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing and tight line.